Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Bing Crosby. A few days ago, the 100th anniversary of Bing's birthday was celebrated, not very much, but at least it was celebrated in Gonzaga University. Well, it turns out that there is a problem with Bing's birthday, and there are several versions. But there is one which is correct, because now there are records that show that indeed Bing was born on May 3rd, 1903. But to give you an idea of the problems associated with that birthday, let me read from a magnificent book published about a year ago in the year 2001 by Gary Giddens. And the title of the book is Bing Crosby, A Pocketful of Dreams, The Early Years, 1903-1940, and this was published by Little, Brown & Company. Well, in page 31, I read, "For all the decisiveness with which May 3rd, 1903 was flagged as Harry Lillis Crosby's birthday, the date proved controversial in and out of family circles. In all official accounts generated by Paramount, Decca, the Crosby offices, and, most insistently, Bing himself, it was altered by one day and one year to May 2nd, 1904. The true date was additionally obscured as two of his older brothers came to believe he was born in 1901. Bing lost the year early in his career at the conniving of Everett, who, acting as his manager, believed he was shaving three." Well, that's the story on Bing's birthday. But the date is May 3rd, 1903, and therefore it is appropriate to celebrate his birth today. Of course, Bing was a very good friend of Bix. He admired him. He mentioned that he learned a lot of jazz from Bix. They were roommates. They double-dated the Schaefer brothers in St. Louis. So there is a very close connection between Bing and Bix. Aside from the reference by Gary Giddens, I would like to mention one more item. This is an internet website entitled the Bing Crosby Museum. It's an excellent website, and I advise you to go to any search engine and type in Bing Crosby Museum. It should take you immediately as the first hit to the website under consideration. Well, let's get started with the music. I would like to play a couple of numbers from a film from 1932. This is the Big Broadcast, Paramount film. But the two numbers that I'm going to record are not from the soundtrack of the film, but they are from Brunswick Records. And the first one is Dinah, recorded on December 16, 1931 by Bing Crosby, accompanied by the Mills Brothers. And I'll follow that with Please, recorded on September 16, 1932 by Bing Crosby with the Anson Wicks Orchestra. Now I would like to read from Gary Giddens' book a little section about Dinah. This is very interesting, and here it is. On December 16, he, meaning Bing Crosby, arranged, accidentally on purpose, to record with them being the Mills Brothers. Taking a busman's holiday, Bing wandered into the studio to watch the brothers rehearse with one of Benny Kruger's units. After a while, he asked to get in on a number. They ran down a routine on Dinah, a jump tune chiefly associated with Ethel Waters. Bing began fooling around, scatting. He asked the engineers to record a take simply as a test. Everyone liked it so much, a second take was made. Kep was probably not present, for no actual recording was scheduled. But when he heard it, he knew he had a jewel. He released the second take of Dinah on a disc, and in the first days of 1932, Dinah was the hottest record in the country, the second top-ranking hit for the Mills Brothers, and the fourth under his own name for Bing. So let's then listen to Dinah from 1931, Bing with the Mills Brothers, and then Please from 1932, Bing with the Anson Wicks Orchestra.
Anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me. Dinah got those Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Cause my dynamite change your mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know it, show to me. Dinah, where the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love sitting gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. My Dinah, every night, why should I shake with fright? Because my Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Cause my dynamite changed her mind about me.
The name of this song is Dinah.
That is.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Snag it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Oh, tell it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Dinah, wandered to China, state of Carolina. Prison, you know where I would like to have you. Show it to me, Dinah. Got those Dixie eyes blazing. I want to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Oh, Dinah, you should you wander to China? Would give me an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. My plea, lend a ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Please let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night, my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. How long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
So there you have the quintessential Bing. First, a hot number, very jazzy, a lot of scatting. And then the second number, a beautiful ballad, whistling, and his voice is fantastic. Well, let's continue with another couple of recordings. This time I'd like to play from January 9, 1933, Try a Little Tenderness. And apparently here Bing is accompanied by Benny Klein or Frank Guarente and by Jimmy Dorsey. And I'll follow that with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And this was recorded on January 12, 1933. And Bing here is accompanied by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. So let's listen then to a couple of numbers by Bing Crosby in 1933.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss those little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tender. Seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches, and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches, and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
It's interesting that here, although this is 1933 and Bing is really big at this time, he basically records as a vocalist in the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. I'm not quite sure what that means. Well, now I would like to get in a couple of numbers of Bing and Bix, or Bix and Bing. And I could not have a program on Bing and Bix without playing one take of From Monday On. This will be take 4, recorded on February 28, 1928, by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. And I'll follow that with another recording by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This is You Took Advantage of Me, recorded on April 25th, 1928. So let's listen to a little bit of Bix and Bing in 1928 with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra.
My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey. I'll be happy from Monday on. Thank you. sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will.
Oh, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me.
I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use?
You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know
my elbow from my ear.
Suffer something awful each time you go,
much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Get a lot of that chase chorus between Vix and Tram. It's fantastic stuff, isn't it? All right, let's continue now with Bing without Vix. And I would like to bring in a couple of numbers from March 2nd, 1931, recorded by Bing with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. First, I'll play Just a Gigolo, and then I'll follow that with One More Time. So here is Bing in 1931 with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra.
Was in a Paris cafe, at first I found him. He was a Frenchman, a hero of the war. But war was over, and here's how peace had crowned him. A few cheap medals to wear and nothing more. Now every night, in this same cafe he shows up. And as he strolls by, ladies hear him say, if you admire me, hire me. A gigolo knew a better day. Just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away, then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. As life goes on without me, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away, then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. As life goes on without me.
Thank you. one more time, just one more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time, just one more time. You can call me out, you can call me names, if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time, just one more time. You can spend my dough, you can drink my gin, you can snap the lock if you let me in. One more time.
That was a pretty jazzy number for Cass Arnheim. And did you get a lot of that string bass accompanying Bing during the vocal? And one of the reasons I mentioned it is because we have been discussing in the Mixography Forum the question of when did the string bass started being slapped. And apparently Steve Brown in Dinah with Gene Goldcat is not the first example. Anyway, let's continue now with the music with Bing Crosby, and these will be the last two selections for today's program. This will be Bing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, recorded on January 28, 1929. First, The Spell of the Blues, and then Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra here consists of Leo McConville, Fozzie Farrar and Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Glenn Miller on trombone, he's also the arranger, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Reilhard also on clarinet or alto sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, there is an unknown violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Hank Stern on tuba, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1929.
Blue. When you try to sleep,
sleep, it seems nightmares take the place of dreams. Then you can tell you're under the spell of the blues. Some bad omen, like a hoodoo, hovering over my head. Not a jinx, not a voodoo, something much worse. Oh, it's a curse. Shadows chasing after me. Blue skies, why you're laughing at me. Gee, but it's hell when you're under the spell of the blue.
That is a great recording, one of my favorite songs, and I'll use it both as part of the Bing Crosby tribute and as the record of the week. This brings to an end the tribute to Bing Crosby on the occasion of his 100th birthday. Well, let's get back to Bix now. have come to the end of today's edition of Bixie's Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.